So this is the last chance for Hearts to find an equaliser, Marty. We're around about, well, coming up to the fifth minute of injury time. So it's now at the discretion of the match referee, Paul Norton. Harps through Johnston and Kevin Porter over on the far side. Yeah, it slipped into the box. Harps still in possession. Here's shot from Duffy. Well, it struck a defender. It was on its way towards goal. Whether or not it would have found the net is another question, but it came off a defender and it has gone wide for what will be a late corner kick for Finn Harps. It's going to be taken on this near side by Ryan Flood. Harps are attacking the town end goals in the second half. Their goalkeeper Tim Oliver Heimer has joined the players inside the box. Duffy has taken it short, delivered into the air. The head's go up on his head across the face of goal. Still, it's still there. It hasn't been cleared. It has now. And Wexford may well have dealt with that. They indeed they have, because there goes the full time whistle blown by Paul Norton. And despite that late folly in front of goal, Harps having a header and a couple of snatches at the ball towards goal. Wexford hold out, and in fairness to them, they're deserving winners because they played so much better than Harps in the second half. A completely different Wexford side since half time, and they take the win. So there you go. Almost a case of one step forward, two steps back for Harps, because remember they came into this one after that really impressive victory down in Longford, but they've lost again here in Balbuffet, and it's another game where they have failed to find the target. Elsewhere tonight, Marty, before we go back to you, in the first division, Galway United have won again and they've stretched their lead at the top of the table. They've beaten Longford by 4-0. Cove beat second place Waterford by 1-0. In the Premier Division, Derry City have closed the gap on the leader Shamrock Rovers. Derry beat Cork by 2-0 tonight at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium. Shamrock Rovers were 2-0 up on Bowes at Daly Mount Park, but the home side rallied and came back to pick up a point, and it was finished 2-2 in that one. Dundalk have won at Drogheda. St Pat's beat Shelburne by 1-0, so they are on the tails of Derry City in third spot. And a bit of a surprise at the Belfield Bowl, where it's finished UCD 2, Sligo Rovers 1. Here at Finn Park in Balbuffet, Marty, another frustrating and disappointing night. It's finished Harps 0, Wexford 1.